Well, hi there, folks. Welcome to the program. This, of course, is Stinchfield, the podcast. So great to be along with you. I have so many questions surrounding the bridge collapse in Baltimore. Things are getting more suspicious by the day. We now are learning that there were 13 containers on board from the CDC, the Centers for Disease Control. Those containers were labeled hazmat, hazardous materials. Why are those containers on their way to Sri Lanka? What is the CDC doing? Did the crash have anything to do with those containers? An elite Coast Guard group is inspecting them as we speak. And the Cybersecurity Infrastructure Agency is now investigating this crash. Why is CISA involved in this? This is a maritime accident, we're being told. As investigators say, it could be 24 months before we get answers. There's a lot that happened with this crash. It doesn't add up. We're going to get into all of it on Stinchfield today. I appreciate you tuning in. Of course, the podcast is brought to you by Midas Gold Group, MidasGoldGroup.com. That's the place, folks, to go and make sure that you protect your portfolio by doing it, by investing in gold. 855-322-GOLD, Midas Gold Group can help you do that. All right, folks, let's get the show started.
Uncensored and unapologetic, this is Stinchfield. Here's your host, Grant Stinchfield.
All right, folks, thank you so much for joining me. I am very concerned about what's going on with the Dolly, the ship that crashed into the Baltimore Bridge. It doesn't add up. It doesn't make sense. What is going on here when it comes to this crash? I will tell you this. The crash, a lot of things happened that don't make any sense, okay? First off, there's 13 containers now. 13 containers on board this ship labeled CDC containers labeled hazmat. Why are there 13 containers on there? CDC hasn't said anything yet. I want to know why the CDC is actually sending hazardous materials to Sri Lanka, and where was it headed once it got to Sri Lanka? To the Middle East? I don't know. To China? Where? These are questions the CDC is going to have to answer. It also adds to me that with these hazardous materials on board, is the crash somehow related to that? In total, there were about 56 containers with hazardous materials. Those things go in the water. Then you know what happens. You shut down the economies, all kinds of things happen. The cleanup becomes top priority instead of getting the shipping lanes open. The other thing that doesn't make sense in all of this is that when you look at what happened here, what makes no sense is the way the ship moves towards the stanchions, towards the support columns. We now know that the pilot lost power, as you saw there on the video. Losing power could happen from either the engines fail or there's a computer issue. Now, this is sped up video, but you see he makes a hard turn right. What we're told is he puts out the mayday call, makes a hard right full rudder call. That sends him directly towards the stanchions. Tries to back up the engines. That's when you see the black smoke and drops the anchor. Now, I don't know if it's a coincidence, but it is interesting. This maneuver, right full rudder, dropping the anchor, trying to reverse thrust, is exactly what the Titanic did. The exact movements of the captain. I guess you make the best decisions you can at the time. They're heroes for putting out this mayday call and saving people on the bridge. But why wouldn't you just continue on your course rather than right full rudder and head straight for the bridge? Doesn't make any sense. Unless things failed, dropping the anchor is protocol. When you lose engine power, dropping the anchor is what you would do. But again, pushing right, again, we have not had any answers for all of that. Now I will also tell you that the Cybersecurity Agency is investigating this crash. Why is the Cybersecurity Infrastructure Agency investigating this? We had gotten some words that this could have been a cyber attack. They attacked the computer systems, but Think about how precise you need to be unless you actually took over controls of this ship for the luck, and I say luck, to crash into the bridge if you're trying to take the bridge down and somehow damage these hazardous material containers. All of this sounds like conspiracy theory stuff. But again, the more I learn about things, the more I wonder what is really going on here. Well, Laura Logan is an investigative reporter who I have great respect for. She went on with Steve Bannon. She has sources inside government like nobody else does. This is what she had to say about all of this.
Words, right? I'm talking to people who are on the inside, some who are on active duty, some who are retired, and everyone, literally from critical infrastructure in Department of Homeland Security to the intelligence agencies, they know there's no other, this is a cyber attack on a critical infrastructure corridor for the United States. This is, you know, for those people who think this is just a river, this is in Baltimore, what does this matter? You don't know anything about what you're talking about. This, the I-94 corridor on the eastern seaboard, is literally what connects the north and south. And when I talk about hazardous materials, right, this is a brilliant, well-planned strategic attack on one of the most important supply chains in the United States of America. The only other one is in the western side in California. That's the only one that's busier. And what you have done is you now have shut it down. And when I talk about hazardous materials, what are we talking about here? This is refined fuels, right? This is propane gas. This is diesel. This is fuel. This is flammable materials. This is oversized loads, nitrogen, chemicals. Everything that you need for your economy to move has literally just been shut down for 4 to 5 years.
All right. So is it going to be 4 to 5 years? It better not be. Now, the bridge may be out for that long. That would be devastating. Though I've seen amazing feats of engineering of getting bridges built. In Dallas, where I am, we have something called the High Five, which is just north of Dallas. They did this in an unbelievable time with all kinds of overpasses. It's a feat of engineering that was done in record time. So I think this could be done. The problem is we have a Biden administration that doesn't understand how to prioritize things. It doesn't understand how to expedite things. It lets regulatory red tape get in the way of everything. So that we have working against us. To get the shipping corridor open, if it is done right, it could be done within days. My fear is it's going to take weeks, if not months, because of the Biden administration's ineptitude when it comes to this kind of thing. So she seems very, very clear that this was a cyber attack, okay? I am not as convinced that it was an attack, but my eyes are open to the possibility that it was, because she says something very interesting. She doesn't believe in coincidences. What do I tell you all the time? I tell you all the time, there are no such thing as coincidences. You've got the hazardous materials on board. Before she gave this, when she gave this interview, she didn't know about the CDC containers. Now you got the CDC, Centers for Disease Control containers, on board. You shut down the port of entry. All of this makes tremendous sense when it comes to all of this. And so I would offer up that this is very, very dangerous situation now. And if there are bad actors at play, this is a big, big problem.
I really want to emphasize, Steve, strongly, we are in an undeclared war right now. And these are not my words. I'm not making this up. This is coming from people who really know and who ordinarily would never, ever talk to me. But we've reached a point in this city. I think, you know, if you look at the quote of one of the intelligence analysts that I spoke to, right? I'm just going to read it to you very, very briefly, okay? It's not long, and it really sums it up. He said, "They have figured out how to bring us down. As long as you stay away from the teeth of the U.S. military, you can pick the U.S. apart. We are arrogant and ignorant, a lethal combination. Obama said they would fundamentally change America, and they did. We are in a free fall ride on a roller coaster right now. No brakes, just picking up speed."
All right, so can you imagine what she's saying there? The part about the military is key in all of this. The part about the military that unless you attack the military, you almost get a free pass under this administration. So now you attack shipping corridors like this. There's going to be no response. basically nothing.
I would urge people, watch very carefully the people that tell you that this attack doesn't matter. Stop following them on Twitter. Discount everything they say because they're either totally ignorant and useless or they are a plant. And there's a lot of Anons out there, right? And I follow a lot of Anons. And I appreciate and respect the work that they're doing. But we're in a moment of truth now. We have very, very little time. When you start to shut down, you know, hazardous materials and the shipment of fuel, you know what that means. It means everything goes up. It means food goes down. You know, the access to food and critical infrastructure, that means that goes down. Prices go up. This is catastrophic for the American people, and it's catastrophic for this country. But it is a financial and economic attack. If you're not going to see tanks rolling down the street, stop looking at the type of, you know, conventional war and saying to yourself, well, if I don't see this, then it means we're okay. If people need to understand what they're looking at. And for those people who say, well, you know, the FBI, isn't it interesting? Christopher Wray just put this big counterterrorism guy, you know, he put him in charge of the FBI office of Baltimore just yesterday. And this is the guy that's out in front of the cameras already. Well, isn't that amazing, right? Do you believe in coincidences? I don't. I don't believe in coincidences anymore. None of this happens by chance. This happens by design. And the problem that we have is that people in power in this country are complicit in the breakdown of American infrastructure and America's defenses. And Steve.
All right. So there you have it. She spells it out for us, folks, that if what she's saying is true, this is scary times we're living in, and we have an administration that is asleep at the wheel when it comes to all of this. All right, folks. Hey, I want to tell you about my friends over at Patriot Mobile. PatriotMobile.com is the website I want you to go to. PatriotMobile.com/Grant. 972-PATRIOT is the number. Now is the time to literally think about what is going on here. And do you want to be supporting companies that do not support the things we support? Patriot Mobile is about Christian conservative values. It's about America's only wireless provider that is based in Christian conservative values. So I urge you, stop supporting the woke cell phone companies. Go with Patriot Mobile, patriotmobile.com/Grant, patriotmobile.com/Grant. Use the promo code Grant for free activation and stop giving money to these big companies that don't like you. They don't even really want you as customers. They're using you. Go with Patriot Mobile like I do and be part of the team that it's so important, all right? 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT, patriotmobile.com/Grant, 972-PATRIOT. Make sure you pay them a visit today. All right, so we're talking about what's going on here with this shipping crash that took down the Francis Scott Key Bridge. I raised questions about diversity, equity, and inclusion. I can't say for sure that this is the reason why there was this crash, but it could play a role into the lack of accountability that we see. And we constantly see a lack of accountability when it comes to diversity, equity, and inclusion. I had a cargo supply expert on the program on the Real America's Voice show the other night. This is what he said he found when it comes to Synergy Marine, the group that was operating the boat at the time.
The thing I'm more concerned with is that Synergy Marine Group, the company that owns that ship, if you go to their website, they have page upon page upon page talking about their DEI and their commitment to DEI, much like Boeing. Boeing's starting to have planes drop out of the sky. They're having doors pop off. They're having tires pop off. And now we're seeing ships collide into bridges. Could it be DEI? To quote Elon Musk, maybe DEI.
So I did what the mainstream media never does. I wanted to confirm what even my guest had offered up. So I went to Synergy Marine's website today. And look what I found. It's got a whole page related to diversity, equity, and inclusion. It reads, quote, at Synergy, we want a workplace that is truly characterized by inclusion and belonging. Goes on to say, we want our entire workforce to appreciate and show sensitivity to the cultural and any other differences that exist in our teams. You know what I couldn't find on that page? On that page, there isn't one mention of Synergy Marine, striving to bring the best and the brightest maritime professionals into one company that strives for safety, peak performance, and customer service. Instead, they want to make sure their employees feel they belong. Tell that to the six dead construction workers who were working on that bridge when Synergy Marine's boat smashed into it.
So I left that up for the Real America's Voice show because I want you to see exactly what Synergy Marine has going on. It's this diversity, equity, and inclusion. Make people feel good, all this stuff. How about safety and security? You know, the mission statement that I wrote for Synergy Marine, they ought to use it. Bring the best and the brightest maritime professionals into one company to ensure peak performance, safety, and customer service. That's what every company's mission statement should be. But when it comes to diversity, equity, and inclusion, that's not the case. That's not what we get from any of these companies. And so this is a huge problem. It's about accountability. Now, I want you to listen to Joe Biden. Listen to who Joe Biden says should be held accountable for this crash. You and me, apparently.
I've directed my team to move heaven and earth to reopen the port and rebuild the bridge as soon as humanly possible. It's my intention that federal government will pay for the entire cost of reconstructing that bridge. And I expect the Congress to support my effort.
So, federal government to pay for it? You know what that means? It means you and I have to pay for it. I'm in Texas. I have nothing to do with the bridge in Baltimore other than I know that things coming out of that port will ultimately make their way to Texas at some point. But that crash had nothing to do with me. It's not my fault. All of you in whatever state you live in, it's not your fault. You know who needs to pay for this bridge? Synergy Marine. Maersk, who charters the boat. That's a huge shipping company, by the way. There's a company in Singapore that actually owns the ship. Those are three companies. Do they not all have insurance? I'm sure they all have cash on hand. These are huge companies. All three companies, every one of those CEOs ought to be hauled in to whether it's the White House or whether it's Pete Buttigieg, who's literally inept and worthless and useless. Maybe Department of Transportation headquarters. Bring those three CEOs and says, hey, you're paying for this. We want the money now. And you're rebuilding that bridge and we're getting this thing going and you're paying for the cleanup too. Can you imagine these insurance companies must be freaking out? But then they watch Joe Biden and say, oh, we got nothing to worry about. Joe Biden's going to pick up the tab. Well, thankfully, somebody inside the Washington media, crazy enough, came up with the same idea that I had. That, wait a second, maybe the people responsible should pay for this. But remember, this is diversity, equity, and inclusion where nobody's held accountable for anything. Criminals aren't held accountable. We just heard that district attorneys want car manufacturers to make cars harder to steal. They're blaming the car theft on the manufacturers instead of the car thieves. So again, this gets into all that. How about we blame this on the shipping company and let the shipping company pay for it?
You said the federal government's also going to pay for the repairs. I'm just curious. This was a ship that appears to be at fault. Is there any reason to believe that the company behind the ship should be held responsible? And then also,
That could be, but we're not going to wait for that to happen. We're going to pay for it to get the bridge rebuilt and opened.
So, folks, we're going to wait. It looks to me like he didn't even contemplate the idea of holding them accountable. I think he just got caught by surprise right there. So, you know, in the end, now, what do we have? We have a possible cyber attack. We have a possible attack that could have been carried out by who knows who and crashed the boat on purpose. We don't know. It sure looks like an accident, but I'm keeping my eyes and ears open because all of the strange circumstances surrounding it, between the hazardous material, containers on board, headed to Sri Lanka, you've got the cyber security infrastructure agency investigating this. That doesn't make any sense. The strange movements of the boat, all of it I just want answers to. And then Joe Biden taking accountability away from the shipping company themselves. That's the kind of thing, folks, that is absolutely infuriating through all of this. We got a bridge down and a port closed and the economy in that area. Really, it's going to reverberate across the country down for a very, very long time.
Hey, let me take this opportunity to tell you about my friends over at Midas Gold Group. MidasGoldGroup.com is where I want you to go. I trust these guys. There's a lot of gold companies out there that want your business. Here's the thing with Midas Gold Group. I know these guys. I trust these guys. They've been with me for a long time. And I know them personally. They're not just an advertiser that sends me a check to push them out. I know them, just as I know the guys at Patriot Mobile too. I actively take a role in vetting these companies that come on here, and Midas Gold Group is one you can trust. So how much is right for you when it comes to investing in gold? You got to talk to the guys at Midas Gold Group about that. They can help you come up with a plan, a portfolio protection maneuver. It's about safety, security, and of course, privacy. Government can't just come and grab your gold. It's gold you can hold. They can push a button when it comes to your bank account. Not so much when it comes to gold. Now, during all of these chaotic times we're living in, now's the time to think about precious metals. MidasGoldGroup.com, 855-322-GOLD, 855-322-GOLD, MidasGoldGroup.com. All right, so all of my talk about diversity, equity, and inclusion sure got Joy Reid all upset. This is the radical leftist anchorwoman on MSNBC. And let me just say this. She has zero talent. She is a diversity hire. I worked for NBC for many, many years in the owned and operated stations group. I was told by my general manager, if I was black, I'd be the White House correspondent for NBC News back when I was in mainstream media. I know about diversity hires and what NBC plays in. If she was white, she wouldn't have a job. So now wonder she's crowing about us screaming and yelling about DEI and the quest to have the best people come in for the job. It's got nothing to do with your color of your skin. Nothing. I want the best pilot flying my plane. I don't care whether he's black or Asian or Hispanic. I want the best one, okay? Joy Reid doesn't understand this.
Conspiracies being hawked by the right about Tuesday's tragic bridge collapse in Baltimore. It has been a grab bag of right-wing grievances, barely coded racism, and flat-out lies. Noted Jewish space lasers and QAnon conspiracist Marjorie Taylor Greene suggested the disaster was the result of an intentional attack. Perhaps by the space lasers. But the most idiotic and racist theories had to do with their newest boogeyman, diversity, equity, and inclusion, DEI. A Republican congressional candidate in Florida tweeted that DEI did this. And a right-wing blue check account that's been boosted by Elon Musk in the past just blew straight past the dog whistling, tweeting to its 276,000 followers, quote, Baltimore's DEI mayor commenting on the collapsed Francis Scott Key Bridge. It's going to get so much worse. Prepare accordingly. The post included a clip of Baltimore's black mayor, Brandon Scott. I cannot believe I have to say this. Brandon Scott was elected with 70% of the vote in 2020 in a city that is 61% black. So by right-wing logic, a diversity hire would have been a white man, which, of course, is what they want. Only the
She's missing the whole point there. The DEI mayor, they're not saying that he's a diversity hire. They're saying that in Baltimore, they push diversity, equity, and inclusion in every single agency the city has, including the Port of Baltimore. His number one hire to the Port of Baltimore, the commissioner of the Port of Baltimore, says she's a diversity, equity, and inclusion auditor and consultant. Now, what does that person know about maritime shipping? She misses the point. No one was saying that he was a diversity hire. What we're saying is he pushes DEI, much to the dismay of his community and now the country. But this is how dumb Joy Reid is. Okay? And again, there's no dog whistling there. Nobody hates black people. Nobody hates Hispanics. What I hate are inept people. I hate ineptitude, and I can't stand stupidity. And guess what? My mother's a hardcore liberal from New York, and she taught me not to stand for stupidity. So I don't want someone being hired that happens to be stupid or inept, whether they're white or whether they're black or whether they're Hispanic. I don't want those people anywhere near certainly the transportation industry that has to do with our safety and security, just because they had a certain skin color or were married to a dude when they're a dude too, or pretend they're a woman when they're a dude. I don't want those people unless they're the best and the brightest. If they're the best and the brightest, you're going to have a gay guy fly on my plane. Truth is, I don't even care if a tranny is the captain of my plane, if that tranny happens to be the greatest jet pilot of all time. She doesn't get that, though.
White Christian men may have the things. And at this point, it's evident what they mean by DEI, right? Okay, it means black people. It's the reason the right complained about critical race theory. It's not fashionable to be openly racist anymore in America, unlike what they call the good old days. So referring to a black mayor as a DEI mayor gets the point across, right? So, fellas, why not just say what you mean? You can't stand black people. We get it. You've been heard.
It's so offensive. But that's what she wants to do. She wants to trigger me. So I'm not going to get all upset about it because she is the result of a DEI hire. She's so bad at her job, she has no business doing it. So I'm telling you, because she's black is why she is in this position. It's the only reason. It certainly is not based off of talent. Okay? Now, if she was great at her job, like Larry Elder is, my good friend, he's a black guy. Have at it. Ben Carson's great at his job. Have at it. But I'm supposed to hate black people. So I don't want these people anywhere near government is what she's saying. Nothing could be further from the truth. Her and her Donald Trump haircut, okay?
Which is what this is. By the right.
A Donald Trump haircut. She hates him so much. She's got the same hairdo as him. That woman right there is so out of line. So she brings the Baltimore mayor on and he ends up coming out and saying that, well, we white Christian men that they hate so much don't have the courage to say the N-word. Do you know what would happen to us if we said the N-word? First of all, I don't want to say the N-word. I don't like the N-word. I don't think it's appropriate to say the N-word. When anybody around me uses it, including black people, it makes me feel uncomfortable. Whether it's a lack of courage on my part, I don't think that's it. I think it's just that it's not a nice word.
Listen, I know, and we all know, and you know very well, that black men and young black men in particular have been the boogeyman for those who are racist and think that only straight, wealthy white men should have a say in anything. We've been the boogeyman from them since the first day they brought us to this country. And
you know what this is all about? They're so upset that black men in this country are moving towards the Republican Party in record numbers. They're so upset that President Trump is now relating to black folks more than any other president, maybe including Barack Obama, who's only half black, by the way. I'll be called racist for saying that, except it's true. So, you know, the best defense of, quote, defamation is the truth. Barack Obama's only half black, and they want to claim he's the first black president. I would offer up that these people are so out of line, they go down this racist road because they're losing on every policy argument, every single one. And now they see black folks who have been ignored by the Democrat Party, put under the thumb of the Democrat Party, see what opportunity means. Remember, diversity, equity, and inclusion. Remember what equity is. Equity is about equal outcomes. Equal outcomes for everyone breeds mediocrity. It's not what America is. America is exceptional. American exceptionalism is very real. It's because we have equality in this country, equality for opportunity. Everyone has an opportunity to be successful. Sure, it's easier depending on what family you come from, but the opportunity is there. Equity means bring everybody's incomes down, bring these few people income up, we'll meet in the middle, and everyone will just be mediocre. I don't care if you have billionaires out there, God bless them. If I make $1 million and someone else makes $100 million, I don't care about that income disparity between me and them. I'm proud of them. And you know what? I'll do everything I can for the guy making 20 grand a year to bring him into the middle class, get him making 100 grand a year. I would love that. I would love for everybody to be in that position. You know how great our country would be if we could move everyone out of poverty and into the middle class? That's the American dream. Stop worrying about everybody else that's doing better than you and start worrying about the nation as a whole and trying to help those below us become better and stop trying to bring everybody else down. That's what diversity, equity, and inclusion is all about. Critical race theory, she mentioned, Joy Reid, is about breeding a hatred towards white people. There was a time in America where white folks, by and large, controlled the racist narrative. I won't lie to you. Slavery was a brutal time for this country. Those in the South that owned slaves and all of it and the racism that persisted through the 50s and 60s, disgusting to me. But now I think it's flipped. I think you have a faction of people like Joy Reid, specifically black elitists, that breed this racism because they're losing on the policy front. They're more racist than white people. That's where the racism is coming from. Black elitists that want to, again, bring everyone down. How about we just focus on putting this country on the right direction, giving everyone opportunity, letting everyone have an equal chance at making it. But sometimes that takes risk. Equal outcomes for everybody means every entrepreneur that puts his capital at risk to make a lot means you can't do that anymore. We don't want you to have success. Well, then who's going to employ the people? They don't understand about the backlash of all of this. This mayor of Baltimore continued.
What they mean by DEI, in my opinion, is duly elected incumbent. We know what they want to say, but they don't have the courage to say the N-word. And the fact that I don't believe in their untruthful and wrong ideology, and I am very proud of my heritage and who I am and where I come from, scares them. Because me being at my position means that their way of thinking, their way of life, of being comfortable and suffering, and while everyone else suffers, is going to be at risk. And they should be afraid, because that's my purpose in life.
And by the way, you know, the code is...
This is the kind of thing that just irks me, because we had made so many strides in this country towards bringing blacks and whites and Hispanics together. There was a point where things were getting better. It wasn't perfect, but they were getting better. Once this Black Lives Matter movement came on the scene, man, everything fell apart. Joy Reid's a result of all of that as well. NBC wants to cozy up next to the Black Lives Matter crew. And what do? They hire a diversity hire like Joy Reid. Literally.
Racism. Before we even knew the nationalities of the men, Maria Bartiromo was out there talking about open borders and trying to somehow signal that they wanted to go after the brown people too, because of course that is their other target. We know that the men who were doing this...
I can't take her anymore. You know, brown people are not our target. If it was white Australians flooding the border, taking American jobs, committing crimes... If it was white Australians that were MS-13 gang members committing crimes in record numbers, if it was French people coming across the border that we're now putting up in hotels in America and paying for them while we let members of the military suffer, homeless veterans suffer, you don't think I'd be just as upset? Of course I would. It has nothing to do with the color of somebody's skin or where they came from. It's how they come here and what they're doing once they get here. It's that simple. But they can't argue on the merits of the policy. So again, they go down this ideal of racism. All right, folks, don't forget my website, GrantStinchfield.com. GrantStinchfield.com. Stinchfield1776 is the website, GrantStinchfield.com. I urge you to go there, sign up for the email list if you can. And that way I can get in touch with you. God forbid we get canceled someplace. But I appreciate all of you watching today. We'll continue to follow this story. I'll do more of it on the Real America's Voice show tonight. Maybe we can get to the bottom of these containers from the CDC. Why are they headed to Sri Lanka? Did it have anything to do with the crash? CISA, the Cybersecurity Infrastructure Agency, investigating this. The odd maneuvers that the ship made. All of it. We need answers to. All right? I'm not coming out with a conspiracy theory, but I'm saying don't be like the FBI and come out within hours and say, nope, it's not terrorism before you've even investigated it. How do you do that? You don't. All right, folks. Stinchfield's Army rolls. Thanks to all of you. We will see you tonight on the Real America's Voice show. Thanks for watching.